Okay, actually, we're recording now. My bad.
Hey, guys. Al.
And Abby.
On
my coffee companion.
We're on a FaceTime call right now. We only have done this one other time, which is in break space and traveling to a snowy place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you...
And we have no coffee because of the afternoon.
Yeah, it's actually not the afternoon. It's 8 o'clock.
Am I right? Anyway, tell them what they usually need to do. Do I need to say it?
No. Ew.
Oh, Lord. You need to subscribe. You need to... I had to stop myself so that I wouldn't say like.
You need to subscribe, give a rating, and comment. Boom, I've got it down. Better than Piccolo Mound.
Huh? Anyway, let's get started.
Yeah.
What should our first topic be?
Our first topic should be my engagement.
Our favorite what?
What? I'm not engaged to my imaginary boyfriend. Ooh, let's talk about dreams, because I had the wackiest one last night.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, it's so weird. Okay, so I was listening to the Hunger Games.
No. Afterwards, you gotta tell them about, like,
football
thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, carry on.
So I was listening to the Hunger Games, you know, to go to bed, because I listen to, like, audiobooks and podcasts before I go to bed, just because I have to have, like, noise in the background to distract my brain, because, like, ADHD, and, like, I have to have something distracting my brain all the time, so that way, like...
All the day for us ADHD girls. Anyway, was this in the dream? Or, like,
no,
you're
I'm just
like...
sharing this. And so,
okay.
I was listening to the Hunger Games, and it was like, this is a spoiler, so skip, like, 10 seconds ahead. When Joanna was rescued from, like, the Capitol's, like, hands or whatever.
Right.
After she'd gotten stolen after the second Hunger Games, the Quarter Quell.
Okay, spoiler
she
over.
Was... Yeah, she was bald, and so I had a dream that Joanna was in my dream, and so I went to her parents' house, but she was related to, like...
I thought she wasn't bald, she had, like...
No, she was,
like...
Okay, she was bald in the, like, she had her head shaved in the movie, so that's what I just saw, and so all I was thinking about was that I was at her parents' house, and... She was sisters with our, like, family friends, like, really close friends.
The Rackos?
No. The Micklicks. Corbin and
the
Hudson.
The Butt Nuggets? Oh, okay.
And so, we were at their, Corbin and Hudson's grandparents' house, and, like, we know them, too. Like, we're really good friends with them, their grandparents. And so, we were at their grandparents' house, and Joanna was related to them. Like...
What? The Mer?
Yeah. And it was Corbin and Hudson's aunt. And she was like, yeah, she's just a little bit, like, crazy right now. We have to keep her at her house. And we were going boating. So we went on a boat. And the boat started sinking. And it's ironic because...
But that was real.
Yeah.
And I don't believe you because your boat literally sunk.
Yes, okay. And so the day, that day, our boat had started sinking because the drain plug, one of them was unscrewed, got unscrewed somehow and got lost on the pontoon. Yeah, on the pontoon, and so both one of the pontoons started sinking, kind of, but we didn't sink all the way, but in my dream, we tipped over, and my boyfriend in the dream, I don't know how I've seen him before.
What was his name?
I don't know. I don't remember. And he had, like, black curly hair, and, like, I don't know where I've seen him. I recognized the face. It was not Timothy Chalamet. Okay.
That's a Conan Chalamet.
It's Conan Gray. Stop testing me.
I know.
But
But
it wasn't. Which is, I've seen the face before, but I don't know where. Because every dream that you've ever had, like, you know the faces. What? Mm-hmm. You want me to do it?
Hello?
I have to?
You have to.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. No, I'm not finished with my dream.
Pickles and...
No, stop it, Eliana. Shush.
Shush!
Okay, anyways, I'm going to talk over her. So, in the dream, our boat started sinking. He hopped out and saved everyone. And so I was like, oh my god, my knight in shining armor. And I was in college in that dream. Oh god, she's reconnecting. Okay, let me hang up and then call her back. But in the dream, she was, in the dream, we were both in college and went to the same college and lived in the same dorm.
Where do we leave off?
We were in college and we're in the same dorm. And,
we're still recording, right? Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Just so you guys know, my Wi-Fi is really crappy, so I just got, like, reconnected on my thing.
Yeah, I told them. Mm-hmm. But, so we were living in the same dorm and we have, and so... The next day,
You have a dorm?
No, I was in college in that episode, like in the dream. But then the next day, I come into the dorm after working, and I see him with I see him with Joanna. And not like in what?
Way.
Yeah, not in a romantic way, but he's like, me and Joanna have talked. We've decided to get together. I'm breaking up with you. And I was like, what? We're engaged. And that's when I pulled out my wedding ring. Like, I was going to propose to myself and say that we were engaged. Like, I did not. He had never asked me to marry him. But I was going to ask myself to marry him. Like, I had, like, in my dream, I knew in my brain. Like, how it was going to work, but, like, it didn't make any sense at all. He's like, yeah, I know. I'm really sorry about that. We're breaking it off. And
I'm eating pistachios right now.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was basically the dream.
Oh, my lord, girl.
It was a really weird dream that was mixed with, like, what I was listening to in my day's event.
I actually don't know my most recent dream. Well, I do remember having a dream. So right after we watched Descendants 3, I had a dream about Cameron Boyce.
Oh my god.
He was like in blue or black, but he wasn't. And like this purple ice. He was like okay, for any of you guys who have not seen Captain America, the First Avenger, skip this part. But when Captain America is taken out of the ice, and like half of his body is out of the ice, and she's holding up her Polaroid camera right now. What is wrong with you, Abby?
What? Okay, I'm taking a photo. Smile.
What? I looked and mentioned. Okay, anyway. half of his body is in the ice, and half of his body is out of the ice. And so Cameron Boyce was in this, like, he was alive, but like this purple ice block, and we were in a museum, and he was in the exhibit, and it was really creepy.
I dropped my Polaroid camera, but it's fine.
Oh, Lord. Where this girl who was, like, blonde, and I had no idea who she was. It was, like, picture day, and she was in a tantrum, and she was crying and pulling, like, a burglar ski mask over her face for some reason. So weird. And I had a dream I was in Disney Princess, like, the Royal Ball, and it was, like, Royal High from Roblox, and it was, like, this whole, like, I was, like, 2 years old, and I was in this pink hotel in a pink elevator, and I went ball. Also, I had a dream where a skeleton would take me down a hole. Those are all different dreams in, like, the past in my life. But the most recent dream I had was probably... it's really hard. I have had some scary dreams. I've had dreams that I felt like I was living in. Like, I had a dream where I got kidnapped and then taken to TCBY, and then I had to try to make friends with my captors. But what was weird is, I think, so, like, my captors were, you know who Ken Jeong is? The, from Mask Singer? Kim Jeong? Ken?
No.
I can't remember his name. They were these people, the people who kidnapped me were, they looked like him. They were, like, Asian, and like one of them was speaking Chinese, and but like they were speaking a language I did not understand, and it was Chinese, and my brain knew it. And I do have, you know, like the dreams where you can't wake up from them, but like you know you're in. It's like a coma dream where you know you're in it, but you can't wake up.
Yeah.
I had a dream, and I woke up from the dream luckily, but it turns out, and like I was telling myself to wake up, it turns out in another dream I was waking up from that dream.
Oh,
so
my.
That kind of sucked. Tell them about the cotton ball thing.
I don't.
Memories.
I feel like I've told them before.
No, you have not. You maybe have, like...
Fine.
We've had, like, 65 episodes.
Oh, God, I just... Oh, that is painful.
What did you do? Pull your hair?
No, I got super sunburned on my shoulders from the being at the lake all day yesterday. And, my bra strap is, digging into my shoulders.
Then don't wear a bra. That's the hard thing about being a teenage girl. Because we have to deal with pimples and bras and sunburns.
Okay. I'm pretty sure everyone has to deal with sunburns. Okay, anyways. So the cotton ball dream was, we had just watched Buddy the Elf. It was around Christmas time. And we,
it's just called Elf, my friend.
Okay, we were watching Elf around that time.
Elf, I need some
you need what?
Just to snack on.
What did you need?
I need some Altoids to snack on.
You're weird. Anyways, so.
Where are they? Oh, okay, here they are.
They, so I was at the doctor. No, I wasn't. I was under the doctor. I went to the bathroom and started wiping off my makeup with toner.
Oh, yeah, you were.
And then there's this little glass jar in front of me.
What? Wiping off with what?
Toner.
You started wiping up your makeup with toner?
Off my makeup with, like, wiping off my makeup with toner because it comes off really well with toner. And then there was, like, a jar of cotton balls in front of me because I was using the toner to wipe it off and the cotton balls to wipe it off. And then all of a sudden, I just start shoving cotton balls in my mouth. And then I threw up in my dream and woke up gagging, feeling like I was going to puke and then could not fall asleep.
Oh, my gosh. My sister went into the bathroom. It was like a while ago, a few months ago, maybe February or March. But mm-hmm. My sister came in to our bathroom because we have two bathrooms. We have two bathrooms upstairs. We have our parents' and then ours. And then mm-hmm. We have a basement bathroom and another bathroom downstairs. But
yeah.
Anyway, she came in and I was going to the bathroom and I was like, get out. And so then I finished and I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, do you dare me to swallow this cotton ball? And I was like, no. But then she swallowed it anyway. And I was like, what the heck? And my dad came in and he was like, what did she do? And I was like, And then she was like, oh, Elle dared me to swallow a cotton ball. And I was like, girl, I did not. She also swallowed a penny once and we had to take her to the doctor to make sure that if she doesn't, you know, pass it in the next 3 days, she's gonna have surgery. She swallowed a penny and she said, well, I accidentally swallowed a penny. I fell on the ground and it like went into my mouth.
I remember that because we had plans that day to hang out. And then, like, how to have a cookout with your family, and then we couldn't because we had to make sure that Layla pooped a penny.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes, I remember. I was so mad.
Good job.
I was like, how does someone, why does a 12-year-old, or how old is Layla?
She is 11.
Why does a 10-year-old swallow a penny? Like, knowingly swallow a penny.
Plug my phone and it was at 3% a minute ago. Okay, resume.
But yeah, okay, let's stop right here and then let's go into an ad break.
Take an ad break and we'll see you guys in a minute.
Bye.
Yoga.
Okay, guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. Elle, we're back.
Oh, wow.
We're going to talk about our children.
Now, so.
We're going to talk about what we want to name our children.
Gosh, didn't we do this in the...
I think we did, but we didn't, like, go in depth in it. Let me get out my book. Let me get out this book that I have written in every single...
No, it was a lie book, and then I wrote a song about felonies. It went like this, I remember it. I'm felony. I committed a felony.
Okay. I have this sketchbook. It's full of blank pages, and I have written on every single one of them.
What is...
I've written on every single one of these pages, and I have written names for my future children like 4 different times. And drawn embarrassing.
Restart. I could hear nothing you just said.
So I have the sketch.
What about the book?
I have the sketchbook that I've drawn on every single page I've had for years, and these are the names I want to name my children. I have to update this because it's super old. I guess not super old, but just outdated. Let me write a few things down. I don't want the name Alexa Grace anymore or Zoe Jane.
Wait, maybe Alexa Jane or Zoe Grace. Those sound good.
No.
My little baby Daisy's in here with me, and if you guys can see the FaceTime call. Oh, it's at 1%! Crap.
Okay, so I'm going to write Bellamy Grace. Because I love the
Bellamy
name.
Bellamy what?
Bellamy Grace.
Bellamy Grace.
I love Bellamy. And then I'm going to write Neve, which is, it's spelled like Nehemiah. Nehemiah Elizabeth. And whenever I name my kid Neve, her nickname can be Nini.
Really, girl?
Which I really love.
Nini?
Yeah.
I hate the name Nini.
Okay, well, you can...
No shade to you, Olivia Rodrigo, but, like, no.
Okay, wait, actually, I found the ones that I found the more... I found the more updated names.
Read to the list.
Okay, I'm adding.
Fine, I'll
just go. Bellamy Grace.
For boys? Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay, so for boys, I would love, let's see. I want Zachary Luke. I want Peter James. It was something Chadwick, but I don't like the name anymore.
Chadwick? Oh, Eliana.
What?
Nothing. I just think Chadwick's a funny name.
Don't tell that to me.
No, Eliana, don't talk to me. Don't talk. No, okay, ready? Don't talk to me.
Don't even know what that's from. Must be a TikTok trend, but I don't have TikTok, so I don't know.
Me neither, but I have seen. I have friends.
Whatever. I don't know many boys' names, but I do know girl names. Okay, so I like Daisy Jane. I wanted to name one of my kids Abigail freaking Skylar because of you, and you said you were honored. I thought about Abigail Griffin, but then I was like, no, that's too centered around her, and that would be weird. But I want a cat named Griffin, though. And then I don't want to name any of my kids Patricia, but I'd love to like be like, come here, Patricia.
Come here, Patricia.
Let's see what else do I like? Okay, so there was Abigail Skylar, Daisy Jane, there's Lily Rose, I made a list in a notebook, but I have like a bajillion notebooks, and so I don't know where they are, and most of them are in storage. Realize how I said most of them. I also love, let's see, what are some other names? I like Bella Ann. Actually, no, I can't do Ann anymore because of a traumatic experience.
Wait.
And I can't do the name Kelly either.
Wait, what's the traumatic experience with the name Ann? What?
Well, it was this girl who got murdered.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I told her about it. It's really gruesome. No, people should know about it.
It happened in 19-something-something.
1996, I think. Yeah, 1996. Oh, anyway, I don't like the name. I would name my kid Colette. What was it? Colette Primrose or something? Colette... or Colleen Primrose. I can't remember. I think it was Colette. And then there was also November, December, January. I didn't have any of the months of the years except for March. No one's going to be like, my good old
really? March. Really? What about, Eliana, what about July? Hi, my name's July. What's your name? July. Why'd you lie in?
Well, like, August works, but I mostly like November and, just really November and January.
Okay, let me talk. Girlfriend, I got them written down.
I want to do one of my favorite names. Top favorite name in this literal entire freaking universe in, like, the history of, like, every single name known to man would have to be... Skylar Grayson. Skylar Grayson is one of my favorite-ist names.
Okay.
Or Skylar Marie. Okay, your turn.
So the girl names that I have.
Or Jack B. Nimble.
The girl names that I have. My first girl.
Wait, are you recording? Please check.
Yes.
Okay, good.
The first girl that I have, I know that I want to name her Lillian May. May is really important to me because it was my great-grandma's middle name. I know. I'm wearing her ring. That's my engagement ring. I'm just kidding. It's her ring. Not her wedding ring, but, like, a ring that she had.
So you lied to me?
I was just kidding, obviously. But her name is Lillian May. I want to name my first daughter Lillian May. And then I also, one of the names I really want to name my daughter is Neve Elizabeth. And this is how Neve is spelled. It's N-I-A-M-H.
Niamh.
Yeah. Neve Elizabeth. I love the middle name.
I like the Niamh with rice and chickpeas, please.
Okay. Then I have, so here are the names on my list. Neve Elizabeth, Catherine Rain, Lillian May, Bellamy Grace, Lola Grace. I really love the middle name Grace. Ellie Rose, Posey Marie, Briley Ann. I want a daughter with the middle name Ann.
Patricia Murr.
I really want Anne because a lot of people in my family have the middle name Anne, which is special. So yeah, so it's special to me.
I bet it was special to
Grayson May or Grayson Elizabeth or Grayson Primrose.
Oh, Primrose.
I just love the name Primrose so much, and I think that Susan something.
Suzanne
Collins.
What?
Suzanne Collins.
Susan Marie Collins?
Yeah. That's the person.
It's Suzanne.
Suzanne Marie Collins or something like that. It's the person who wrote the Hunger Games books. And I thought that Primrose.
Nice.
I think Primrose is such a pretty name and I love it for middle name. For first name, it's a little bit too much Hunger Games, but. Middle name?
Yeah. Oh my, did you know that, like, Gwyneth Paltrow named her kid Apple?
Yeah, I knew that a while ago.
The literal myrrh. Like,
I read about why she named her Apple, and it's actually really sweet.
What?
Because it definitely
was her dad's favorite fruit, and her dad is dead. I'm just kidding.
No. Because her, she looked up the definition of apple one time, and it said pure, sweet, and innocent. And she really liked that and thought that she wanted to name her daughter that, so she did.
Well, think in 20 years, Apple was definitely not innocent when she killed that man. Mm-hmm.
What?
She's sentenced to a lifetime in prison. Daisy! Oh my god, Daisy! So, a few weeks ago at my church... there was, like, a summer party to kick off summer. And they had these, like, paper mache cactuses that you could paint. And so I painted one silver and gold, and I brought it home. And, like, greenish. Today was my floor, and Daisy walked up. Daisy's one of my dogs. She's so sweet. Oh, look, she's in my face. Abby, look at them. Look at FaceTime call. And so I filmed. and she was terrified, like lunging at it, and she snipped it. And when I picked it up and brought it closer to her face, she scampered away. And I'm like, girl, you gotta stop being a baby. So maybe I'll try it again. I want to try it right now while we're on the call, live and actually, no, I don't. I'm too tired to get up. Lazy. We'll do that in another episode, people.
Yes.
Oh my god. It is freezing in my room. Also, guess what? I got rid of 2 popcorn tins today. With items.
Oh, Eliana. I'm proud of you. I am proud. I am so proud. Okay.
Have you seen my sister's room? You know how many American Girl doll items I have? The majority of things that I own is notebooks, books, and stuffed animals. And all those stuffed animals mean something to me. And the notebook
and rocks
is what is being an artist. And what?
And rocks.
I got rid of all those rocks. By the way, why did you just pick your nose with a pen? I think that is utterly weird.
Daisy, what are you doing, baby? Are you
sniffing marshies? Oh my god, it's so cold and I'm so hungry and I want ice cream right now. Why is there a pen up your nose?
Oh my god, it won't come out.
Girl.
It won't come out.
Oh my god, it's stuck.
Oh my god, it hurts.
Press your head back. You're lying. I know she's faking it. It's like so dubious. Dubious. Just pull it out. Yank it, Abigail. Stop playing with me. Ew, Daisy, why are your whiskers poking me?
Oh my god. Ow, that hurt.
You are gross. Before we end,
I'm just kidding. It wasn't stuck. It wasn't stuck.
Before we end up with the Would You Rathers, I need you to do 2 things. One, of course, I have to ask the question, how is You Know What Sims 4?
I haven't played today. I didn't play it. Oh, wait. Actually, yes, I did. I have a family who just adopted a girl and just had a baby girl.
Yeah.
The girl they adopted, her name is Bradley. And the girl they just had.
What?
I don't remember what her name is.
You named her Bradley?
No, you adopt her. Her name is already Bradley.
Okay, that's interesting. Also, have you checked up on my family? I remember we had a sleepover and she let me make a Sims family and she rarely let me.
It's because I love my Sims enough to not let you touch them.
Abby, have you checked up on my family? I think that, what was her last name? Caberfay, I think?
Caberfay? Caberfay? Kubrafay?
It was Caberfay.
Yeah.
Kerbarfin.
Kerbafi. Okay, would you rathers? I'll go first. You went last time.
We have to finish off with the highlight of your weekend.
Going to Shelbyville.
Oh, wow.
I went on a little weekend vacay with my fam.
Right now.
Huh?
I'm going to text you something right now. Hold on. Wait. Here, we're going to take a quick break before we do Would You Rather.
Okay.
What?
Okay, we're recording again, so let's do our Would You Rathers.
Yes, you go first.
Would you rather live in Michigan, or would you rather live in California?
Ooh, that's hard! Wait! Girl! Bro! California, no freaking duh.
Yeah, same. I don't want to stay in Michigan.
Michigan?
What?
You would say
No, I said I don't want to stay in Michigan. I want to go to California. I want to move there. I don't want to stay in Michigan anymore.
Wait, why not?
Michigan's stupid. It's so cold all the day. I guess not all the day.
Whatever.
I meant in winter, but you know.
So, yeah, I would choose California, girl. Totally and forever. My turn. Would you rather, let's think, would you rather have, let's see, would you rather have bulls or three little baby
chihuahuas.
Greyhounds. Three little baby pit bulls or three little baby greyhounds. Okay,
Dave. I want three little baby pugs.
What?
Pugs. I want three baby.
You said three little baby pugs?
Mm-hmm.
I would choose... Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'd choose three little baby pug hounds. So I would breed a greyhound and a pug. No, I choose greyhounds and pugs. I don't know. Why did I ask this question? Oh, my sister was playing Would You Rather the other day with us, and she said, would you rather not have meat or candy? I need my bacon, and I need my Hershey's. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this. Make sure to let... Don't even with me right now. My stupid self-con... My brain? Ugh.
Make sure to subscribe, give a rating, and comment.
And check out most recent group episode, what's trending was bending the rules. No.
Celebrities.
Check out our most recent episode, Celebrities and BSD. And also, I'm sorry that Sims and Slip-Ups is showing as, like, in season 2 for some reason. Like,
I don't know why it's doing that, because it was posted a while ago.
Yeah, it was posted a few
months ago. Played 69 times.
Yay! Okay, anyway, guys, hope you guys check us out later on...
My coffee campaign.
Oh, Daisy just got on my bed. Oh, sorry.
My coffee companion.